This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing the joint press conference after meeting the President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini, in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security.
Vikas Sajedari, Bharat Seychelles Sambandhon ki Majboot Neev Rahi Hai. हमारे सभी प्रयास सेशल्स की प्राथमिकताओं और आवश्यकताओं पर आधारित हैं। इस दिशा में आगे बढ़ते हुए आज हम 175 मिलियन डॉलर के स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक पैकेज की घोषणा करने जा रहे हैं। यह पैकेज सोशल हाउसिंग, ई मोबिलिटी, वोकेशनल ट्रेनिंग, स्वास्थ्य, रक्षा और मैरिटाइम सिक्योरिटी जैसे क्षेत्रों में ठोस परियोजनाओं को सपोर्ट देगा।
India and Seychelles also signed 7 memoranda of understanding across various sectors, including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology, and good governance. On the occasion, Mr. Modi said that India and Seychelles are connected not just by geography, but by history, trust and shared vision for the future. President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini, said that his visit reflects long-standing friendship and mutual respect between both the countries. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday received Seychelles President Patrick Hermini at Rashtrapati Bhavan and hosted a banquet in his honour. Welcoming President Hermini, President Murmu said, India's relationship with Seychelles is based on mutual trust and respect and shared belief in democracy and pluralism. She said the waves of the Indian Ocean and the deep cultural links between our peoples bind us together. President Murmu said this year Seychelles is celebrating 50 years of its independence and we are also commemorating the 50th anniversary of India-Seychelles diplomatic relations. Both leaders agreed that there is immense potential between both nations to further deepen the bilateral cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In a second video episode released yesterday, the Prime Minister was seen addressing how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams and also inspired students to look beyond exams, focus on life skills, sports, creativity and self-growth. The Prime Minister encouraged students to begin their entrepreneurial journey with small startups, saying big ideas often grow from modest beginnings. The Prime Minister said, without discipline, inspiration alone is ineffective. On maintaining the balance between studies and passion, the Prime Minister said, students should not view academics and creative pursuits as separate or as opposing paths. The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice before being adjourned for the day yesterday following opposition uproar. While the House assembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, the presiding officer tried to take up discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 and called the Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to speak. However, Mr. Tharoor requested the chair to allow Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi, who wanted to speak on other issue before the discussion. Presiding officer Sandhya Ray said she has not received any notice from the LOP and if he wants to speak on the budget, he can be allowed. Mr. Gandhi alleged that he was not allowed to speak before the budget session despite the assurance by the speaker during the meeting with some senior Congress members. Amid the uproar, the chair requested Congress members to allow discussion. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju rejected Mr. Gandhi's allegation, saying that the Speaker has not made such commitment. He said the Speaker had said if there is consensus about running the House and if Mr. Gandhi raises his issue, then floor leaders also should be allowed to speak on the matter. Despite repeated appeal by the chair, the discussion on Union Budget could not be taken up and the presiding officer adjourned the House till today. The Supreme Court directed the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal must continue without any hindrance while extending the deadline for scrutiny of documents by 1 week. And that is the end of this news bulletin.